Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Herzlich willkommen zu dieser neuen Star Talk Folge mit mir Vivi und mit Benjamin Ingrosso. Den hatte ich nämlich zu Gast. Er ist halb Italiener, halb Schwede, lebt in Stockholm und ist in Schweden schon ein absoluter Superstar. Jetzt möchte er das auch in Europa sein. Deswegen geht er auf seine erste Europa-Tour dieses Jahr. Wir haben übers Touren gesprochen, über seine Musik und darüber, wann er das letzte Mal so richtig high war. Das hört ihr jetzt hier alles in dieser Folge. Very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Benjamin Ingrosso.
Thanks
nice
for
to
having
meet
me.
You.
Likewise.
Is your first time in Berlin?
No, I've been here many times.
Yeah?
Four times last year, I think.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Do you like it?
I love Berlin.
Yeah?
You have many good restaurants in this
town. You just said you've been to lunch before that interview.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Paris Bar.
And what is it? Like, which food?
It's French cuisine. So I had a saumonière and a tartatin for dessert.
Ooh,
very nice.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
So first of all, how was life? Are you stressed out? How is it going the last weeks?
I'm actually enjoying myself very much. Back home in Stockholm, I have a new apartment that I just moved into. And it's like I've been waiting for that apartment for 6 months.
Is it super hard in Stockholm as well? Because in Berlin, it's insane to find a flat.
It is pretty hard. Like now, I bought it a year ago and then it was pretty easy. I think now it's harder to find. I think I'm the wrong person to ask. But then I've been traveling a lot doing, you know, meeting people like you guys and promo. So I was in Milano in Italy last week. So it's the schedule's pretty hectic, but I'm having the time of my life.
Oh,
so I won't complain.
Good. Amazing.
Yeah,
as you said, you've been to Milan and you've been to the Fashion Week, is
that
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, are you super into fashion stuff?
I would say so, yeah. It's a part of my you know, culture and part of my personality, I guess. What I wear is how I feel, you know. If I feel happy one day, I dress different compared to if I have a boring day, you know. And especially when I'm on stage, that's very important, what kind of clothes I wear. And it's a way of expressing yourself, I think.
Right. But do you think you have like a type like of styling yourself, or is it like changing a lot?
It's changing a lot, but I think my role models when I was younger was John Travolta from Greece and Saturday Night Fever. So I'm and I love silhouettes and like I think, you know, it could be anything. I even had like a long dress last year with the smoking, like it was with a suit, so it was like a dress suit, so it could be. It can be anything. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in, I think.
Same for me, because when I'm in a bad mood or whatever, I wear all black.
Yeah, exactly.
Like everything's black.
Yeah,
then.
That's very Berlin.
Yeah, it is.
To be
true.
Leather and black.
Yeah,
but I love
true.
That. I love that.
Yeah.
This is such a great like fashion city.
It is. Yeah, I love it too. How was Milan for you? Like, you are half Italian.
Yeah.
And do you have family there, or what is your like connection?
Do. My cousin actually lives there. He's from Taranto, which is the south of Puglia, where we're actually from. But he now lives in Milano, so I had a good time with him. And he's also a big artist in Italy. He represented Italy for Eurovision 2-3 years ago, and so we had a great time. And I don't speak fluent Italian, so I.
I saw that Instagram video of yours, and I found it so funny where you say like, "I'm Italian, half Italian."
Yes, exactly.
And I can't speak a word or whatever.
Yeah. So I kind of learned more and more.
Duolingo.
I'm trying my best, but it's very nice to just be in a city where they make very good pasta. You know, then I'm happy.
Could you imagine living there in Italy once? Or
I see myself having like a country house, and maybe like an apartment in Milan or something. Yeah. But I don't see myself. I actually don't see myself living in a city 24/7, like all year through. Like I see myself having my base in Stockholm, and then I can, you know, travel the world because of my work. So
of course, I've been to Stockholm for the first time last year.
Oh wow! Yeah, how come?
I visited a friend I studied with, and he moved there for work.
Oh wow!
And he invited us, and I was like, yeah, of course. But it was, I think, October, November.
Ah, then it's pretty gray. And
yeah. It's the same in Berlin.
Green. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I think I have to go back in summer again.
Summer is amazing.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah. Summer is when it's a good weather in summer in Stockholm, it's the one of the most beautiful cities.
Yeah. But what I found really cool, he showed me a video that there is like a big ice skating.
You can in the park?
Yeah, but it's like 6 kilometers or something.
Oh no, that's the sea.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
That's so cool. I never saw that anywhere else.
Oh, that's very typical Sweden, I say.
You did that before, like ice skating stuff?
Yeah, 100%. Or I don't even put on the shoes. I go like with my own sneakers and just like slide on the
that's super cool.
On the ice.
Yeah, so nice. Okay, let's talk about your music. Mm. That's why you're here, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah, I think like the next big thing for you will be your tour.
Yeah,
you're touring 100%. Through Europe.
Yeah.
And that's big because it's your second tour. And the first one was last year.
Yeah.
But only in Scandinavia.
Exactly,
so now it's bigger.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Are you like nervous, excited? I don't know.
Like I'm everything. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous and I'm excited. I'm stressed. I have panic attacks because I think it's gonna be a nightmare. But then I also like, no, this is gonna be the best time of my life.
Yeah.
So I think you know, just exploring Europe together with your band that I've been playing with for years,
mm-hmm.
and because in Sweden and Scandinavia, I've been doing a lot of like big shows in front of like 10 to 15,000 people.
That's huge.
It's huge. And then coming here and do it for a much more smaller audience, I think can evolve, make me evolve as an artist and make me find different ways of, you know, entertain. So I see this as the most joyful journey that I can do. And when I was younger, I loved being on stage as a performer. That was my, like when I was 9 years old, that was the best thing I thought was being on stage. And then I became a teenager and I had a lot of like self-doubt. So I think actually coming back to the 9-year-old kid was like last year. So for me to be on a European tour now is like the perfect timing, because now I'm having the time of my life on stage. So I want my audience to feel like they also have the best time of their life.
Yeah. That's what I hear a lot from other artists as well.
Yeah.
Like that they say the best thing in my job is being on stage.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing that.
Exactly.
Is that for you as well now?
100%. Especially like on stage and in the studio. That's where I feel most Benjamin, I would say.
Yeah. Because on stage you're like, I think it's the kind of the only time you're connected with your fans and the crowd, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And connected with yourself in a weird way, you know?
How? Like, can you describe?
You just like, you can express your feelings in a very like big scale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where I'm most like me and where I can be super, you know, huge in my emotions and how I communicate with people is, you know, it's not like this.
Yeah.
We just talk. I can, you know, be so much more, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How is it different to the tour you did last year? What's different? What's new?
Well, what's new is the music, I'd say. I will basically perform all the new songs on this tour.
Mm-hmm.
And so my goal is that people can come to my show and they don't have to know any single song.
Mm-hmm.
They can just, I want people to come with their friends, and I can promise you guys that they will have an extremely amazing night, because it's music that are meant for live performances, and you're gonna be sweaty, you have to dance, and you're gonna have like, last summer I did this tour and I had one part of the show where I sang a new song, and at the end of the song, each show, each concert, I had 15,000 people singing the chorus that is unreleased. So it's about how you make the people remember the chorus.
Yeah.
And like repeat it and like make people sing. Sing it louder, I want to hear you guys sing. Like, and that's what I love, to be like a director to my audience.
Yeah.
Make them, you know, I control the audience together with them. So it's not about me being on stage and they watching me. It's it's a communication between us.
Yeah, that sounds so cool. But isn't it scary as well when people don't know your songs and you're like, oh, maybe they don't like it? Or
no, like, of course, everyone will not like it. Mm-hmm. But I think as an artist and as a viewer, if the artist is 100% faithful with himself or herself, or like if I believe in what I do 100% and if I think it's the best thing that I can do, I think the audience will see that and notice that, and that will make the performance better. But if I, you know, doubt, if I have doubts, or if I'm like insecure about something, then that will the audience will probably see that.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Then, but like I don't listen to rock music, for an example, like hard rock.
Yeah.
But if I go to a hard rock concert and I see these guys having the best time of their life, I'm going to enjoy myself because for that moment, I'm going to be in their bubble.
Yeah, exactly. That's I experienced that because I was at a heavy metal concert once.
Heavy metal was that's for an example concert.
And I don't like this genre at all. Like I don't listen to it anytime. But I've been to this concert. I don't remember why actually, but I've been there, and I had the one of the best times in my life.
Exactly.
Like just because of the vibe and the people and the joy, and it was amazing. Yeah.
I know, and that's so important that you as an artist enjoy.
Yeah.
Yourself on stage, and that you are doing what's best for you, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What is for you, like in personal, like the best thing that could happen on this tour?
Oh, it's to meet new fans, to meet new people, to get inspired, and to of course make people discover me as a songwriter and an artist, and so that the next tour will be even bigger and on a bigger scale, and that people can walk from this concert and feel like the first thing they want to do is to go on like social media and listen to my music, or you know, maybe buy another ticket to the next show because they were fulfilled with love and excitement, and that they spread the word, kind of.
Yeah. I hope everything ends up as you would like to.
Oh, thank you.
But let's talk a bit more about your music.
Yeah.
Especially one song.
Yeah.
It's called Kite.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's your last released song.
Yeah.
Can you tell me something about it? What it is about?
So Kite is about the feeling you have when you're like high on life, high on love, high on something. And you kind of like, you know, it's a feeling that is sometimes feels scary and like dangerous, but you're just like so happy. So it's like when you're that feeling when you're like high and you feel like you're high as a kite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the word comes from, high as a kite.
Oh, yeah.
And and then the song itself is a song that sounds very much like Benjamin today, like tons of melodies, and it's a straight pop song that like slaps you in the face, kind of, you know.
But in a good way.
In a good way, of course. Yeah. In a very good way.
Yeah. I really, really liked it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are playing it in our program.
Yeah, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Because it's like really a good vibe song.
Yeah.
And as you said, like from the beginning on,
yeah,
I'm hyped. Like,
yeah,
I'm,
good.
Yeah, good.
That makes me
love
happy.
Love it. Yeah. When was like, when was the first, no, the last time you've been high as a kite?
Oh, it was actually last night. We had a great dinner at Berta. Berta. And then I got this mail from my colleagues, my producers, that just sent me my next song.
Mm-hmm.
They sent the latest version of that song. And I just blasted in my speakers and my headphones and felt like, oh, I can't wait for this song to be released.
Oh.
But now I'm in this kite era. And but I'm super extremely excited for the next song as well. And that's the best thing when you're an artist, that you can always like you're always excited for the next chapter. So you're never like standing still.
Yeah, yeah. I would say like as well on stage, you're like high as a kite, right?
100%. Every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
But isn't like, so for me, when these situations happen, I'm always like, oh my God, I'm here.
Yeah.
But the fall down could be very, very far away.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
100%.
It's then like this and that and this and that. How is that for you? How can you handle it? I think especially after a concert, maybe. Yeah, like you come from off the stage.
You're empty.
Yeah.
But I think that's also very important that you can feel empty.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are always high and like get attention all the time, then you kind of like lose perspective, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that for me is perfect when I come home and I can just be Benjamin watching a movie and not having like notifications on my phone. And but of course then I go to the piano and I write a song and I feel immediately that I have to show someone the song, and you know, and then you're back. But I think it's something that you struggle with, of course.
Yeah,
but that's the part of being an artist, I think
so
you're
too.
Always just gonna have to deal with that.
Yeah It's the same maybe after a festival, music festival. You come home and you're sitting there like,
what's next?
Oh wow.
What's next?
What's
the next
I do?
Festival? What should I do? Should I go out?
Yeah.
Keep on partying?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But do you need this part of your life where you can like chill, be with your family?
Family for me and friends are so important. Mm. So I think at least if I have it once a week, then I'm good.
Okay.
Like, if I can come home to my family and my goddaughter or my friends for just one day and not do any work, just like play with them, having dinner, watch a movie together, and you know, recap the week. I don't know. It's just like, and spending time with my grandparents is so important now because they're getting older, of course. So I think, and that's the blessing of having friends and families, that you can work and tour around the world and doing promo like I do now in Europe, and then I can come home to my safe zone and
basis.
Just be Benjamin for one day.
Yeah,
and then you know the high as a kite thing comes back, and then I'm on the next radio station, you know.
Yeah.
But
sure.
I love that. That's what I love to do. That's I've always been doing this, so I can't see myself doing anything else.
What did you, or what inspired you writing the song Kite?
What inspired me? I think music for me is, I get inspired by everything.
Mm-hmm.
If I look out the window, I see something that gets me starting to know, you know, hear a melody or something. But you just like when it comes to Kite, it was about doing a quirky song. I wanted to do a fun song, not too serious, and I also wanted my vocals to sound different from what they've sounded before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wanted to sound quirky, and I had fun when I wrote it. Like, it could be so easy. Oh, it's getting late. Like I was
like
just
the
like,
high notes,
yeah,
and the vocals. I love that part.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
Switch.
It's about like having fun with the voice.
Yeah.
Like, don't think I try this one before. Like a bit like nonchalant.
Kinda. Yeah. That's. I think you can hear your inner child in this song.
Oh, good.
You
that
know?
Makes me happy. Yeah.
So, but there's also new music coming,
yeah,
as
course.
You said.
Yes.
There's an album coming, am I right?
Yes, you're right. I can't tell you when, but there's an album coming. Yeah,
okay, sure. But this year or?
Hopefully this year.
Hopefully this year.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard in another interview you're working on this album since 2 years now?
Yeah, exactly. I wrote the first song 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then that song kind of like lived for a year. And I was writing in different music, but that song particularly was the song that was like, here's a sound that I want to dive into.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, I started with like having that as the main song for the next project or next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote songs that was in that kind of world. So last year, I wrote more than 100 songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I heard Dua Lipa said 97.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I did 100 more. Songs.
But how can you decide which songs are going on the album?
I think actually I had time to leave the songs for a bit when I was on tour.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to them for like 2-3 months, which was amazing, because then when you go back to the songs, you know, for like, you know, immediately what song you like and what song you don't maybe like that much. So it's like, and also if you remember the song, if you remember the title, if you walk, if it goes 2 months and you still keep on singing the chorus, then you know that's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see myself like, okay, now I have to pick 10 songs from all of these songs, and the 10 first songs that I remember are usually the ones that becomes the singles or the songs for the album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay,
because they're the songs that's stuck in your head.
Yeah. I'm excited. I want to know now.
Yeah.
But as you said, you can't tell when.
No.
But we're excited. What else are your plans for this year? I mean, we have the tour. You have the tour. I'm not.
We have the tour.
Yeah, together.
Yes, please. You're more than welcome.
The tour and the album you're working on.
Yeah.
Is there space for anything else, actually? I guess
no,
not.
No, and I'm doing summer tour as well. So first it's the European tour during spring. And then I'm doing the summer tour, and then
summer tour is in Scandinavia.
It's in Scandinavia. Oh, yeah. Okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I'm actually doing the biggest, my biggest show in Stockholm, in Sweden, this year.
Okay.
In front of like 30,000 people. So that's gonna be amazing.
Oh my god.
But then I'm gonna do a lot of collabs that I can't talk about. But I'm very excited about that, because that has been a dream of mine to collaborate with some of these people actually that I'm gonna. Collab with. Wow. And then of course, you know, I'm gonna keep writing for the next chapter.
All right. And a very last question.
Yeah.
Is it true? No, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Perfect.
Of course.
Energy red.
Energy red. It's the best color ever. And it's also the most like trendiest color this year.
It is, yeah.
Which
I saw
amazing.
It. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Energy.
Perfect.
You are the best.
Okay, I will end this interview with this sentence. I love that one.
Now you're gonna play it every single day. Energy, you are the best. Energy, you are the best. Here's Kite with Benjamin Grosso.
Perfect. Thank you so much
Thank
for your
you
time
for having me.
And
Thank
this conversation.
Me.
And I wish you all the best.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk, einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de. Thank you.